Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to the book of Acts chapter 5. We will be starting in verse 17, and we will be finishing out the chapter with verse 42. A fun fact, this book is also known as the Acts of the Apostles, because it covers 30 to 35 historical years of the disciples and the birth of the first generation church, starting right after Jesus' heavenly ascension. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the holy text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 17, the high priest and his officials, who were Sadducees, were filled with jealousy. They arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. But an angel of the Lord came at night, opened the gates of the jail, and brought them out. Then he told them, "Go to the temple and give the people this message of life." So at daybreak the apostles entered the temple, as they were told, and immediately began teaching. When the high priest and his officials arrived, they convened the high council, the full assembly of the elders of Israel. Then they sent for the apostles to be brought from the jail for trial. But when the temple guards went to the jail, the men were gone. So they returned to the council and reported. The jail was securely locked, with the guards standing outside. But when we opened the gates, no one was there. When the captain of the temple guard and the leading priests heard this, they were perplexed, wondering where it would all end. Then someone arrived with startling news. "The men you put in jail are standing in the temple, teaching the people." The captain went with his temple guards and arrested the apostles, but without violence, for they were afraid the people would stone them. Then they brought the apostles before the high council, where the high priest confronted them. "We gave you strict orders never again to teach in this man's name," he said. "Instead, you have filled all Jerusalem with your teaching about him, and you want to make us responsible for his death." But Peter and the apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than any human authority. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead after you killed him by hanging him on a cross. Then God put him in the place of honor at his right hand as Prince and Savior. He did this so the people of Israel would repent of their sins and be forgiven. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, who is given by God to those who obey him." When they heard this, the high council was furious and decided to kill them. But one member, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, who was an expert in religious law and respected by all the people, stood up and ordered that the men be sent outside the council chamber for a while. Then he said to his colleagues, "Men of Israel, take care what you are planning to do to these men. Some time ago there was that fellow Theudas, who pretended to be someone great. About 400 others joined him, but he was killed, and all his followers went their various ways. The whole movement came to nothing. After him, at the time of the census, there was Judas of Galilee. He got people to follow him, but he was killed, too, and all his followers were scattered. So my advice is, leave these men alone. Let them go. If they are planning and doing these things merely on their own, it will soon be overthrown. But if it is from God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You may even find yourselves fighting against God." The others accepted his advice. They called in the apostles and had them flogged. Then they ordered them never again to speak in the name of Jesus, and they let them go. The apostles left the high council rejoicing that God had counted them worthy to suffer disgrace for the name of Jesus. And every day, in the temple and from house to house, they continued to teach and preach this message: Jesus is the Messiah. Once again, that was Acts chapter 5 verses 17 through 42 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. When put before the Sanhedrin, the same governing body that condemned Jesus, Peter and John stood strong and were willing to speak the truth boldly, even if it would cost them their lives. It almost did cost them their lives, but for the wisdom of a rabbi named Gamaliel, who was Paul's teacher. When they were told not to speak in Jesus' name, they refused, saying they must obey God, not humans. When they were beaten and whipped for no good reason, they actually rejoiced. They considered it an honor to suffer for Jesus. Jesus taught that we would suffer for him. Peter and John had run from suffering when Jesus was arrested, but now they rejoiced to suffer for the name of Jesus. Their faith had changed their lives. The name of Jesus still stirs controversy. Be willing to speak his name, even if it means rejection, ridicule, or hardships. Jesus is the hope of the world, and we are his witnesses. We must not be silent. Peter and John were willing to defy the law of the land to proclaim Christ, and many Christians around the world today are doing the same thing in their countries. In America, we have the freedom to proclaim, so let's use that, overcome our fears, and show the world the truth, hope, and love of Jesus. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What holds you back from speaking boldly in love for Jesus? What are some ways you may suffer if you proclaim the name of Jesus? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.